Welcome back to the Legend of You podcast, where we empower you to unleash the legend within by sharpening your mental faculties, improving relationships, and strengthening your connection to the universe. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Linnell Osinga, and now is the time to unleash the legend within. Welcome to the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Linnell. How you doing, beautiful?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I almost butchered the beginning, y'all. Anyway, we are blessed to be able to sit together on our second episode. Woo-hoo! Together. And we really hope that you liked the last one that we talked about, which was really geared towards teamwork in a marriage. And you know, cutting out those distractions and not being an enemy of each other, but actually, you know, unifying and moving forward towards a goal together.
That's right.
If you didn't listen to it, go download it, listen to it on the way to work or on the way back, whatever, whenever you listen to your daily podcast, I'm sure it will empower you if you are married or in a relationship. Today, we want to really hit on something that has changed our life, our whole family's lives, mm-hmm. really. And that's gratitude. I don't think there's a more powerful thing in the universe than gratitude, maybe love, but you know, gratitude has really expanded a lot of things in our lives. Just a few years ago, I was in this really bad accident on my motorcycle. And it, for our family, it seemed like just another bad thing. You have to understand our family. That was the second time I've been hit by a car mm-hmm. on my motorcycle. We have two autistic children. We have a daughter who had a stroke when she was five. And then we have a fourth older son who is trying to just do life with special needs siblings, not really having to move all the time in the military. Then you have me in the military mm-hmm. and deploying and going to schools and, you know, just gone a lot. So we've faced so much and we were so used to bad things happening. We expected it. It wasn't that we were always negative because we got through the issues. We always found a way to get on the other side of our problems, right, babe? Mm-hmm.
But that's right. Teamwork.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that we saw and lived a life of gratitude. We weren't very grateful.
We were grateful in those, what is called the beginning moments of a situation or a circumstance happening. In those moments, when our daughter first had her stroke and she was starting to talk and she was starting to move, we were so grateful. We were so grateful for those moments. We were grateful when Chad came out the hospital and he was able to be home with us. We were grateful. But then as time goes by, life happens. And you stop looking at that person or that situation as a lesson, as you know, how special they are to you. And you just are living life now, right. You know, and in that you stop looking at that person in that circumstance as something you should be happy. You should be grateful for, you know, waking up with gratitude.
Yeah,
you just stop, to be honest with you, because now you're still living life and you're still having to move on with the same routine.
Right. And a lot of times with injuries and strokes, autism, like our son Talen, he didn't talk for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, that 7 years, y'all, like that is a trying 7 years. It's, I don't know how to really put it in words. It's not that you're not grateful to have them, and you're definitely grateful for the moments that you see little breakthroughs along the way, but it's also very draining. I think that's what it is. It's draining.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then on top of that, you have a daughter who you're trying to help, but she's growing up and you know, the older she gets, the less she wants to go to therapy, the less she wants to listen and do certain things. So you're having, you know, some strife on this end. You're trying to get the other two in therapy and get their mojo going. And then I get whacked by a car, right? And then I get whacked by another car. So I guess the point I'm trying to say is that we expected negative things, and that's exactly what we kept getting in our life.
Yes.
I think that's really the point, is it wasn't that we didn't have grateful moments.
Right.
We weren't just miserable, ungrateful people, but we didn't live a life of gratitude.
No.
We didn't wake up every day and like look for all the good things, all the blessings, mm-hmm. all the positive moments throughout that day.
Right.
We probably woke up and saw the problem before we saw the solution.
Or we expected a problem.
Right. Yeah.
And so when you expect a problem, then the universe says, okay, that's what you're looking for. Well, here it is. Because that's all you see.
Yeah.
But then when you, it was his accident, his second accident,
mm-hmm.
that really shook us, and it really woke us all up to stay in a very grateful mode, to work on what we were thinking about and how we had to shift and change our mindset. So that way we could always stay grateful for everything that happened, because even if it might've seemed like a negative moment, it was just a lesson.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a good example would be that hourglass with Bob Proctor. I love that analogy. Bob Proctor would use a hourglass, and he would say the sand on the bottom, that's the time that is the past, right? And it's all gone. You can't do anything about it. No matter how much you're attached to the past, it's gone, right? There's nothing you can do. It's gone. And then on the top, you have all the sand that is, you know, falling down. In the center, you have where the grains of sand kind of sit, and then they kind of, you know, trickle down to the bottom. He would cover the top, and he said, the top is our future. And when he covered it, he would always say, but we don't know how long we have. And then he would point to the center where those little grains were, and he said, but this is all we have, and that's the right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that when I had this accident, it all kind of came together for us, and we understood that we had right now. And when you have right now, you start seeing how beautiful your right now is.
Oh yeah.
You might not have a Lamborghini. You might not have all the money or all the fame or all the success, whatever it is that you were looking for. You might not have it all in that moment, but you have a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of blessings in your life. We had a daughter who has learned how to do ponytails and tie shoes and all of these different with one hand, mm-hmm. and operating off half a brain.
Yeah.
We have an autistic son who, you know, they said, oh, he'll be on a device, talking through a device for the rest of his life. And in 7 years, it was on him. He was like, no, boom. So now you stop seeing the problem and you start seeing how blessed you are.
Yes.
Right. And what I've learned, and I think, babe, you can contest to this, is when you begin to focus on the good expands in your life. Yes. Like, I don't know if I'm going to say this the right way. I'm going to try to, but it opens up. It's almost like a vacuum, right? Like you get rid of the negativity, right? And you push out that negativity, and it opens up space for more good to come into your life. Success starts following.
Oh, like, for sure. The universe. I mean, think about it. The creator, the universe, whatever it is that you want to call it. And my thought, he always wants to bless us. Or if she's a she. So it always wants to bless us. And at the end of the day, if you look at it like, if I'm grateful for just this small little glimpse of hope, or this small idea that I have that could take off and be mm-hmm. a million trillion dollar, you know, franchise or business, if I could look at my partner a little different and just really enjoy what I have right now, because I know that there's good in there. Right now I might be going through something, but there's something that piqued me to this person, you know, piqued my interest, had me really wanting them. If you look at that and you remember that, the good, then it really expands your mind and all of your five senses, to be honest with you, and you start to really capture life in a more beautiful way.
Yeah, it
truly does. Like the smells, like everything just smells great. Everything feels great. You know, you wake up and you're just so grateful to be vertical.
You know, I run into a lot of people that they're scared to do certain things, or they're, you know, most of it's because of things that might happen, right? You know, Linnell just talked about people having ideas to start businesses or franchises or just, you know, billion-dollar ideas. You think about it, Microsoft and IBM, everything that you have or, you know, have used started off with an idea.
Right.
It was just somebody's idea that they turned into whatever it is that you use. But they had the courage to pursue that idea, right? But that's a different thing. But I was talking, I have a meetup group, and you know, I was talking to them about how when we maximize the moment, we change our future, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's so worried about what's about to happen, but they're not focused on right now. The right now will determine your tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It'll determine 3 months from now, a year from now, or whatever, right? So stop focusing on things that haven't even happened yet, mm-hmm. and start focusing on what you can control and start orchestrating those things.
Right.
And you're going to create a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then if you're grateful along that process as well, you add gratitude, the universe gets involved. The universe begins to just open doors for you. And it's a beautiful thing. Our entire house has changed, and it's, you know, it wasn't overnight. Mm. I'm not going to sit here and say that we just, you know, the wreck happened, we just changed automatically. We started pursuing personal growth after this. And the more that we did this and the more that we started living intentionally and living in the moment and focusing on right now and seeing everyone for the beauty that they hold mm-hmm. within themselves, just where they are, not what they've done in the past, not what they could do, where they are right now. I love them for right now, for right here. And it becomes so beautiful. It really does. I think that we are where we are today because of us being willing to wake up and be grateful for the little things.
And I'll change that. I'm not even going to say you think it. It's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's literally, we wake up and we're grateful for each other. We're grateful for this house. And we say that out loud. We do this thing in our home where we journal and we write down five things that we are grateful for every single morning. Our children do it. We make them start doing it. You know, right now they may not fully understand the significance of writing it, but eventually over time they'll look back and be like, oh man, I said that and then this happened.
And we make them do five
things that they want that they don't already have, but what they're grateful for is if they already have it.
Yeah.
And so when they look back, they realize that they were manifesting that to the universe
back here. Yeah.
And now it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and it does it. When you start the day with gratitude, it changes. It like builds a momentum that you take with you throughout the day. And, you know, I even encourage people to send positive messages to people, whether it be on your text message or on social media. Just send them a text message. Just tell them how much you're thankful for them being in your world. Just doing little things like that and seeing the good in everything and everybody. Yes. Like, I'm telling you, it's called the law of focus, and whatever you focus on expands. If you focus on negative, if you focus on bad, if you focus on lack, if you focus on what you don't have, that's what you're going to get more of. I promise you. And the only reason I can promise you this is because I lived it. My wife lived it. Yeah. We would live paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. Just and we don't have, we don't have, we don't have. Then all of a sudden you become grateful for everything. And then I do have. I have it. We're good. It might not show in the bed, but we are always good. And we have always been good since we've made that transition.
Yeah.
We have always had what we needed when we needed it, period. Okay. And then that builds a momentum as well. And
I it gives you confidence.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. Like, you start walking in this confidence that everything that you want and need and see and think and feel, it will come to you as long as it's positive. But if you think, as long as it's positive, but if you think a negative thought, if you always reacting to negative things that happen, that's how you're going to live your life.
Yeah. I mean, it even forced us to push, like, we don't even want to be around negative things, right? Like, we don't.
Negative people.
Yeah.
We don't do drama. Like, I don't do any of that. I watch myself watching shows that I used to watch and realizing that that's not suiting where I'm at right now. And that doesn't bring any value to where I'm at. And so I need to let that go.
Yeah, you outgrow your environment.
You really do. Yes, you really do.
And, you know, so what we wanted to do today is just express how powerful gratitude is. Does it take consistency in you doing it every day? Yes. It's not, again, it's not an overnight thing. I don't agree with this. You know, you do it a couple times and, you know, you're going to manifest a mansion. I don't believe that. And so why would I all of a sudden have all of this goodness in my life and see all of this goodness just because I did it one time? Mm. No, it's consistency. It's over and over, and it's a choice. And it's something that you're not doing it for the wrong reasons. You're doing it really because you want to see the positive and the great things that the universe is giving you right now.
That's right.
You know, and when your motive is correct, I believe that it charges the universe to respond. And that's just my opinion, you know, but well, no, it's not. It's been my life.
Yeah.
It's been my life. It's not an opinion. It's been the fact of my life. All right. And so I can tell you that. I mean, not only does it open up those doors for you, you know, you're happy. You're like, go to Walmart, go to anywhere, and 90% of everyone you run into looks miserable, right? They just look like they don't even want to be there. They could be shopping for their cousins for themselves, and they still look like they don't want to be there, right? Why do you want to live your life in misery, in agony, in, you know, hate? We've been taught from like an early age to live in such a downward negative spiral. But when you start being grateful, when you start looking for all the good things, you just are happy. You're just, life is good, right?
Yeah.
And you begin to become happy, healthy, and wealthy. Right. And again, wealth isn't just money.
Nope.
Okay. We preach that all the time. Okay. There is a lot to wealth. It's not just money. That's a byproduct, I would say. Right. And either way, but why wouldn't you want to live your life like that? Why wouldn't you want to wake up and be excited that you get to experience another day? Like, I used to sleep in, dreading to wake up because I didn't want to face whatever was going to happen that day. And now I wake up early as hell just so I can be up and start my day because I'm excited about what I get to do that day. I'm excited that I get to wake up beside what I believe is the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm excited that I get to live in this home, you know, and that doesn't mean that there aren't things that I wish we could change in the home, right? But what it does mean is I see all the great around me, and I'm so thankful for it. If nothing changes, this guy's going to be happy no matter what, right? And I think that that's just a powerful place. And I really encourage you all to start journaling. Do it in the morning. Start your day with it. Don't just do it whenever. You know, that's not, it's not the best way to operate. Okay. Get on a good routine. Start every day. Start your day with gratitude. Start your day just, you know, focusing on the good in your life. And when we write down what we're grateful for, it's sometimes very little things. It can be big things, but a lot of times it's really small things like my coffee. Okay. You know, my bed. It doesn't, it's not what we teach our kids. Be grateful that you have your dog. Mm-hmm. Right. It doesn't have to be wild things. Again, things that you have right now in this moment. Okay. And find the things that you're blessed with. That when you wake up, you're like, God, man, I'm so happy about this pillow. It's amazing, right? And I'm telling you, that pillow will become even better for you, right? It'll feel even better because now you start to add some gratefulness to it, or some gratitude, should I say. But I really feel like, you know, if you begin to implement this in your life and in your family, we did it as a family dynamic. But, you know, just begin to start. One person has to start.
Okay. And when the one person starts, I promise you, it'll trickle down. Mm-hmm. That's how it begins in our home. You know, somebody decides to take on a challenge and say, "Hey, I'm going to change this," and we're like, "Oh, okay, cool." And the next thing you know, I'll join you, and then it's for the benefit of all of us. It's always worked out more on the positive side than negative. And if you start something and you're feeling like it's not of you, that doesn't work for you, if you can't journal in the morning for some reason, but you're like, hey, I got time at night, journal.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it in the morning. You can do it, or you can take it to work with you and during your lunch. If that's a good time and you're by yourself and you want to, it's good for you to get those thoughts out. It's good for you to show the universe that what the doors that you have open right now for you, you are grateful for, but that you're also grateful for what's about to happen, the expectation of what you're looking for. And then you set goals to reach that.
Yeah. And I also, like, I take my dog out every morning. And even though I journal when I'm walking him, I say out loud that I'm grateful for whatever, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm grateful for the night sky, or, well, it's usually dark when I wake up. So, you know, the stars, the moon, I'm grateful for this driveway. And then I also go into just the things I'm grateful for with myself, my body, you know, mm-hmm. my health, all these different things like that I've gone through, and I'm at this place in my life. And so I'm very thankful that I have a strong body, that the universe has blessed me so very much with being able to overcome such a great deal of things. Right. And so when I walk my dog, I'm also verbally saying it. So, you know, you could do it on the drive to work, on the drive home. Right. Just as much as you can, mm-hmm. keep it on the forefront of your mind that you're grateful. Don't entertain the negative stuff. That's okay. Right. Because there's a lot of it around us. People are negative. But I'm telling you, when you start charging yourself with positivity and that gratitude, it emits from you. It's like an energy field. Right. And you'll walk into rooms and it'll push away that negative. It'll change an entire room's temperature. Just because you walked in, it'll change your home. It'll change your kids. It'll change every facet of your life if you stick with it and you're committed to it. But you have to be committed. You have to be consistent in doing it daily. It has to become a part of you.
Yes.
That's the key. It has to become a part of you. That's right. This is what you do. This is who you are.
It's kind of like putting on your cologne. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting some gratitude on today.
That's probably a good scent.
Just saying. Some gratitude.
Anyway, but yeah, we just wanted to stop in real quick and just tell you to be grateful for everything. No matter what's going on in your life, there are things that you can be grateful for. Find them, focus on them, and allow those things to expand in your life. As always, I want you to really think about how this could impact your life. If you are listening and you're surrounded by negativity, if there's been a lot of things in your life that have happened that's been hard, maybe something that we said resonated with, like the accidents that we had or our kids being special needs, and you're like, man, I can relate. Life is hard. It is hard. But what would life be like if you woke up and you were excited for the day, no matter if you were going to work or to, you know, work out at the gym or the grocery store, everywhere you went, you just emitted this high level of positive energy. You just pushed away negativity, right? And you began to see greatness begin to open up in your life. You begin to see opportunities that you never saw before, all because you're grateful for the moment that you're in. What would that look like for you? How would that feel? I mean, I can tell you it felt pretty amazing for us, and that's why we're continuing to live a life of gratitude, right? So take the next 30 days. I challenge you to take the next 30 days, write in your journal, either every morning or right before bed. I believe that you should either wake up and focus on positivity or go to sleep thinking about positivity. If you do it both,
I'm about to say do both.
Yeah, you're an amazing human being. That's right. And you're gonna get there a lot quicker, right? I think. But do that for 30 days. Five things that you're positive or grateful for that you have, and five things that you're working toward that you don't have yet, but you're calling it, you're manifesting it right now. You're calling it into your life. Okay. What are those five things that you really want? And if you're super high speed, they should be aligned with whatever your purpose is on this earth.
Amen.
Okay. So that being said, if you need someone to reach out to, you need someone to talk to, I have a link in the show notes, and it's a free 30-minute breakthrough call with me, right? All it is me adding value to you, okay? I'm not going to ask you for any money. It is no commitment on your end other than showing up and wanting to receive. I would encourage you, if you want to take your life to another level, if you really want to see gratitude work at a high level in your life, click that link, set up that call with me, and I would love to impart into you and get you well on your way. If working together on a long-term basis is something that you're interested in, if it vibes with me and it vibes with you, then we can discuss it. If not, it's a great conversation, and it's a free 30-minute talk that you get that I usually charge people for. So click the link. Let's set up the call. And until next time,
go kill it.
Go kill it.
Aww, love you.
I love you.